Good morning. Today is May the 1st, 2026, Friday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
I would ask you to turn with me this morning to the letter of James, verse number 2. The text reads, "Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete and lacking nothing. But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously without reproach, and it will be given to him. But he must ask in faith without doubting, for the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For that man ought not to expect that he will receive anything from the Lord, being a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways." And in verse 9, "But the brother of humble circumstances is to glory in his high position." May God this morning bless the reading of his word. Beloved, this morning as we read through these seven verses, what a powerful truth and a powerful understanding the Lord God gives us through this letter of James. For in verse 2 it begins, "Consider it joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials." You know, probably one of the hardest understandings that we have as Christians today is knowing that the trials that come against us produce an outcome that will glorify, to lift up and bless and glorify our Lord God in heaven. So many times we try to avoid the hard things, the hardships, if you will, that come before us in our pathway, in our walk of life. So many times we'll try to sidestep, if you will, to walk away from the things that seem hard to us. Many times God places, beloved, those things in our path so that we may grow in those. For we need to always remember that his word says that he will never leave us nor forsake us, but he'll always walk with us, even into the end of the age. Knowing that God's there with us, beloved, should give us the faith, the courage, and the confidence in knowing that the Lord God will be there with us in every step and every trial. If we look again in verse number 3, the text says, "Knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance." Again, knowing that God's will and God's way and God's strength is in all measures of tests that we have in our life each and every day. The perseverance, the word says here, it says that it produces endurance, the endurance that we need to continue to press on, beloved, to continue to keep the faith, the Christian walk, and the Christian witness and testimony that we need so much in our lives this and each day. It says in verse 4, "And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete and lacking in nothing." You know, a Christian believer today, beloved, that's walking in the fullness, the whole love of Christ within their own heart and their being, is truly a Christian today that cannot be overcome by anything, but rather a Christian that will overcome through Christ all things that come before them in their life. We need to always be sure that Christ is in front, the forefront of our walk, and surely the forefront of our needs that we have in our life. So important for us to always share with the Lord God what our needs and our burdens are each day of our own life. If we look in verse 5, it says, "If any lacks wisdom," it says not in this word to ask another person or ask another favor of someone else, but rather it says, "Let him ask of God, who gives." The word says, beloved, "who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him." The assurance God gives us in this letter of James that we can know that if we ask God and we ask believing with the pureness and the understanding of faith that only the Lord Jesus can give us, that God will provide and God will allow generously without reproach, his word says, it shall be given to us. You know, in verse 6, it says, "But he must ask in faith," and it says, "without any doubting, for the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind." Surely, the word speaking today, beloved, of those that are strong in Christ in another hour, maybe another trial or tribulation, maybe a very weak individual in Christ. The same individual, a different circumstances many times produces a very unusual and a very different outcome. We need to always be sure that our faith is firm and steadfast, and surely, as this word says, without any doubt in our heart. You see, it says in verse 8, "being like a double-minded man and unstable in all ways." Double-minded meaning a man or woman that has one hand on the cross and the other hand may be implanted into things of the world, but rather keeping one hand on the world and keeping one hand on the word and the cross. Surely we cannot be double-minded as a child of God. And in verse 9, but the brother of humble circumstances is to glory in his high position. You know, so many times I think when we have failure, when we try to achieve and try to accomplish things that are in our life, many times maybe we may walk away from a game or a sporting event and just real downtrodden that the fact that our team has lost or maybe our team did not play as well as they should play. But I want you to know today, beloved, through encouragement in the Word of God in this letter of James, that no matter what the outcome is, if we have called on God, if we had trusted the Lord Jesus Christ to help us, and we have been firm and we have been steadfast, and we have not looked away to the world to gain the strength, but rather looked in Christ Jesus for that strength, we have no reason to hang our head low, beloved. We have all reason to look up and thank and to praise God for this. For it says in this verse 9, for the brother of humble circumstances, meaning those that maybe did not achieve the outcome that was desired, but rather that made us humble through the outcome, so we can know that is the glory. We should glory, beloved, in the high position that God's placed in us as God has brought us through the fire, God has brought us through the trial, the tribulation, maybe the battles of life that we deal with each and every day. You know, so many times I read cards and letters from individuals that are in the hospital, and so many times those that are local assisted care homes that I may minister to, so many times they mention to me, you know, I believe one time when I had all the joy in my life was when I had all my health. And always quick, beloved, to share with them. You know, we need not to look at our health, and we need not always to look at all the things around us, the accomplishments that we make laterally in this world, but always look at the accomplishments, beloved, where we have been with Christ, and Christ has walked with us and through these errors and these problems that we may have had to come before us, knowing that Christ Jesus was with us, and knowing that the outcome is one that would glorify and lift up and praise the name of the Lord God, just in knowing that we have placed our faith, that we have trusted the Lord God, and we have decided to follow Him in all situations, and surely every day, all circumstances. May we obtain that this day. May we pray. Will you bow your heads with me this morning? Father, today we come before you humbly in Jesus' name. Lord, as we read through this letter of James this morning, God, we would ask you to allow these words and this truth just to be distilled down deep in our spirit and our souls, God. Oh, Lord, each of us today need the encouragement that these words share, Father, so that we may always know, God, no matter what we deal with, no matter what we encounter as we walk through this pathway, even this day of life, we can always know, Father, that you're there with us. We can always know, Lord Jesus, that every day, no matter when it is, no matter the hour, no matter the day of the week, no matter the month or the year, Father, we can always know, Lord God, that you're there. And may we receive encouragement with that, Father. May we always know, God, today, that we can trust in you, that we can call upon your precious name and know, Father, without any question, without any doubt, and surely whatever, without any hesitation, God, that you will always be with us as your word promises. God, I would pray surely for those that are sick and shut in today in the hospitals. I would pray for those, Father, in assisted care homes this day. I would pray for those in the hospice homes in our local communities this day, Lord. Lord, may you be near and dear them, Father. May you just lift them up. May you encourage them. May you just show them, Father, the strength, God, that only you can manifest in each of our lives today as faith-filled believers. God, I would pray for each listener of this broadcast each day of the week. God, I would ask you would encourage them. Father, may each and every day, God, as we wake up, as we share your word, God, may it be a day, Father, where we may unite, where we may rejoice, God, in your truth and the power, God, that you manifest in our lives every day. Oh, God, I thank you for your powerful word, God, that today we can hold in our hands, and surely, God, today we can grow within our own hearts. Father, may you always be praised. May you always be glorified, God, for all things. For this day and each day, we come and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. ¶¶